and welcome to the D2 Sports Show, where I bring knowledge and insight to the wonderful world of sports. And I am your host, the Coach.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the D2 Sports Show. I am your wonderful host, Coach Don. And guess what, people? Guess who I got joining me today?
I'm always joining you.
I know, right? I just have to let them know because sometimes it's a solo act. I hope everybody's been doing well out there. And then just a quick update and a heads up to everybody. If you want to keep in touch with the D2 Sports Show, here's where you can find me. If you're on Facebook, my page is D2 Sports Podcast. You can go there, like the page, and you can follow me as I post stuff on there, such as this podcast. Also, I'm on Twitter, which is the at D2Sports27. You can find me there. And then if you don't like that social media crap, you can also find me on my website, which is www.D2Sports27.com. And there you can sign up for the free newsletter and keep up with the latest and the greatest of what the coach is into. All right, people. So if you've been following me on Facebook and Twitter and all those other things, you know what today is. We finally got to the point in basketball, NBA basketball, that is, where we have our last round and somebody's going to be a champion. Representing the Eastern Conference, you got to have LeBron James and the Cavaliers. And representing the West Coast again, you're going to have the Golden State Warriors. And of course, that comes with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant. So with that being said, we're going to jump right into it and start our discussion. So I'm going to let Roosevelt go first and ask him, even though we both predicted that this will be a fourth time matchup in the finals, as you guys have probably seen. But I'm going to go ahead and let Roosevelt give his point of view of the game and how he thinks everything is going.
Oh, this finals? Yeah. Well, it don't look too good for the team I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for Cleveland, but, you know, that supporting cast, and now we're just reading that Kevin Love still might be out game one. Wow. Within this protocol. Concussion protocol. Look, the Warriors with their team, yeah, they just too much for the I think not things can happen. You never know. You know, you got to let them play the game. I understand that. But if I'm a bad man, I love LeBron James, but he can't do it by himself. You know, and then this supporting cast that's surrounding Curry, you know, is just a lot better. So my forecast of that, I don't think this game can go past five. It ain't going to be no sweep. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. But if it goes past five, I don't know what to say. I'm looking at a 4-1. That's how I predict this to go down. But LeBron James will play well. We all know that's going to happen. It's just as that supporting cast. If Kevin Love's still in protocol, what are they going to do? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how I predict this one already. And like I was saying earlier, no pressure on LeBron this time, I don't think. You know, he just don't have the team.
Who's you hearing it
from? Some of the NBA people, no Stephen A. Smith. You know, it's like, it's no pressure. LeBron can play free because this team really, in reality, should they even be there, you know?
Right.
But he put them on his back and he wheeled them in, you know, just like he did in 2007. Put some of the same young guys on his back, wheeled them in. Of course, they lost. But to me, Golden State, I'm just going to say, when they win a championship with this team right here, it really don't seem like you can get excited about it. Because if you're looking at their team, hell, sometimes they're supposed to win anyway. But I still love them because they are running through stuff. And they put that thing together to do exactly what they're doing. If we're going to put it together, we're going to keep winning, whether people like it or not. And that's what I like about them. But, you know, but like if they win, it'll be like, okay, they won again. All right, hell, they're supposed to win. They got the two top best players in the league. Well, I'm going to say three because Klay Thompson's pretty good himself.
Yep.
You know, so we just can't leave him out of this. So if they win, yeah, it's happy for them. But, you know, I think they probably 90% of the people or 95% of the people know they're going to win this championship in America, not just listen to sports people. If you're looking at this, probably 95% they say they're going to win. So.
Wow, so much doom and gloom.
I know, but I'm a LeBron's fan.
I know that. I'm messing with you.
And to your point, yes, I totally agree. I mean, I don't care what people say. They can say,
oh, well, the East is not that great.
BS. And you know why it's BS? Because, number one, Cleveland, when they started out the season, hell, they had a whole different team.
Exactly.
They had a whole different seven other players on that team that they were trying to implement in the offense and the defense. And when the season was over, halfway done, they decided to go out and started making a trade. And then they brought in another core of the team. So, yeah, you're correct. They do have LeBron. They do have Kevin Love, even though he's sometimey with these injuries. And they have a J.R. Smith and they have a Tristan Thompson, which was part of their core for the last 2 to 3 years. But, and that's a big but, that's why I said it loud like that. You got to look at it from one perspective, though. Now you have a brand new core that came in past the halfway mark of the season. And these guys, I still don't think has got acclimated into the system with playing with LeBron and J.R. Smith and Kevin Love and whoever else. With that, you are correct. I mean, all through the Eastern Conference run, LeBron had to carry them the whole way because, honestly, they were really supposed to be gone in that first round against Indiana. If you want to look at things and if you want to be analytical about it, Indiana should have had Cleveland's number in that first round. Then in the second round, I don't know what in the heck happened to Toronto, but they totally forgot how to play basketball. I think they just, their minds just took a nap on them.
Ghost of LeBron.
Right. And I mean, well, and did LeBron even have to work hard? So I'll give him that one because it just looked like Toronto just laid out there and died in that situation. Right. Then this one against Boston, Cleveland had no shot. They had no shot. And they thought that Boston, well, no, no, no. Let me rephrase that because Boston was not a good road team. But they still was supposed to take Cleveland down fighting in game 7. But of course, when you got the best player on the planet in basketball in a game 7, do you want to take that risk? Because you knew he was going to come up big, and he did, in that situation and murdered them. So as you said, going in here, going into Golden State, I do see it going maybe 4-1. At that, I think Golden State might have mercy maybe in game 4 or something, let Cleveland win just so they can go back to Golden State and close the series out and win in front of their crowd. That's something that I see in that situation too. Now, let's go out west to Golden State here. And like you were saying, they got the 4 all-star team here, and these guys have been playing together. Now, they shouldn't have any problem. And like you said, I think they won't, as I just mentioned a moment ago. But I want to kind of venture off from there for a second on this finals thing. Because in this Western Conference Finals against Houston, I noticed something about Kevin Durant, who is supposed to be the second best player in the whole NBA or the world, you could say, right behind LeBron. But you notice something about this kid? He has a selfish attitude.
I hate you.
Now, why am I saying that? It's because Kevin Durant, if you ever notice, and you notice him in this Houston series, at times where Steph Curry or Klay Thompson couldn't get going, he wouldn't even try to get going. He wouldn't even try to make a big play to get the team. He wouldn't even try to carry the team on his back for at least a quarter. And I don't know if you agree with me or not, but that's what I was seeing about him. And to me, Russell Westbrook was totally right about this man because he does not show leadership for him to have as much talent as he does. if Curry and Thompson is shooting the ball and having a bad night, he's not even going to try to have a good night. He's just going to chunk the ball up there. And several times in this series, going back to when he played with Oklahoma City and Chris Paul played with the LA Clippers, several times in this series, you saw the ghost of the past hunt Kevin Durant. And Chris Paul just barely, and also Eric Gordon, same thing. They just barely get on top of Durant, and Durant could be way out there at behind the three-point line, and he'll just jack up an unwanted shot that he know he's not going to hit. And I'm like, okay, this kid can dribble. This kid got all these other moves. You mean to tell me he can't put a move and spin real fast and dribble closer to the goal? Because you know can't no Chris Paul or no Eric Gordon block his shot. And he did that several times. And then last night, when Klay Thompson got going a little bit, when Steph Curry got it going a little bit, then he started hitting his shots. He started being aggressive. He started going to the basket and getting fouled. He started playing like the old Kevin Durant played. Now, I know this one commentator, I know a lot of times he says some of the off-the-wall things, and I don't agree with him, and I'm talking about Stephen A. But I totally agree with Stephen A on this. Had Golden State went down, it ain't Steph Curry's fault, it ain't Klay Thompson's fault, it's not Draymond Green's fault, it's Kevin Durant's fault. And as he said, everybody is easy to call out LeBron and dog out LeBron James. When he sneezed on the court, everybody,
oh my God, you know, LeBron, he's such an arrogant punk. He sneezed on the court. See, da, da, da. Everybody looks for an excuse
to call out LeBron James. But Kevin Durant, he gets away with it. He gets away with everything. Nobody says nothing. See, he chose to go to that team that was already an NBA champion. He chose to go to a team that already proved they could win 73 games. He chose to sign with a team that beat his team in the Western Conference Finals a couple of years ago. So, in other words, what I'm trying to say, people, they didn't need him. They were happy that he signed with them, but they didn't need him.
They really didn't.
So my point to this whole thing is, yeah, they got past Houston, but I was kind of wanting to see what the fan favorites were going to say about him. What do you got to say about that situation?
Oh, well, since he won, they're probably not going to say anything. You know, he was their leading scorer last night, so they'll probably leave him alone for the time being. But I'm all with you on this. I think the ghost of Chris Paul haunts this boy. Because, remember, I think you mentioned it, 4 years ago, was it about four, when they played the Clippers, and Doc Rivers rolled the dice. He put Chris Paul on Kevin Durant. And guess what was going on in this series? Chris Paul was guarding Kevin Durant, in which Kevin Durant, like the coach said, all he wanted to do was throw up them 50-footers. Instead of saying, I'm 6'11", Chris Paul, and you 6'2". I'm going to see what I can do with you inside. He never did that. Mm-mm. So Chris Paul, to me, I think haunts this guy. That it ain't, you know, I'm like this. If you know Chris Paul is stronger than you, you should have hit the weights. You're too big to let a 6'2" guy push you up underneath the goal.
Right.
That's where I'm going to look at it. And then you want to be in the same line as LeBron James? Ain't no way in the hell, because LeBron James' size, he will ever let 6'2"
Chris Paul
ever guard him. Ever. That's just not going to happen. Especially when they clear the court and put him one-on-one, ain't no way in. And I don't think LeBron James going to be out there shooting no 50-footer.
Right.
When he see a 6'2" Chris Paul on him. That's just not going to happen. But Durant, because he don't have no weight, muscle, you can muscle him. And like you said, Gordon was muscling him too. And he's only 6'4". I think that's how Gordon is.
Yeah.
And he was muscling. Mm-hmm. So if the Cavs got anybody that can muscle him, which could be J.R. Smith. He's crazy anyway.
You leave JR alone, man.
You just tell JR.
He represent New Jersey.
Yeah, man. I know. You just say, JR, go get it. Yeah. JR would frustrate him the whole night, guys.
Right.
He really would. But I think JR most likely going to be on Thompson. But you put JR and tell him to frustrate him. He can frustrate Kevin Durant because he'll muscle him.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what gets Kevin Durant. If someone got the muscle to put against him when he on the offensive side of the ball, because all he want to do is shoot over you. And my thing is, in this series, mm-hmm. I would personally start, I think J.R. Smith would go to the bench this series. Mm-hmm. I would start, what's his name? Green.
Jeff Green.
Jeff Green. Mm-hmm. Because I think I would start Jeff Green on Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. Someone that'll muscle. And then LeBron James can play Klay Thompson. Because mm-hmm. he's more like a spot-up shooter. Or if not, if you don't want to go there, I think Cleveland Perskin can go to, within this game, mm-hmm. I think they could go with a small lineup and let LeBron James play the four.
They should.
And go to a small lineup. And if Kevin Love's in the game, now he's at the five.
Right.
You know, that's where I see they should go. I think if Kevin Love's not out there, I think JR needs to come off the bench personally. Because mm-hmm. I think Green would be a better favorite matchup against Golden State because he's athletic.
Right.
On the floor. So, and even though, like we said, Coach, I still say 5-2. I'm still with you on that.
Right.
You know, that's because, you know, those other guys, now if those other guys show up and score, we might have a game.
A series.
We might have a series. Right. We'll find out. Nobody knows. I don't know. Nobody knows right now. Those guys might be ready to go. Now, I do have something funny to say, if I can say this.
Go ahead.
About our Lakers.
What is that?
The three guys they let go last year.
Uh-huh.
Where they at?
Three guys.
What you talking about, Willis?
Three people that was on the Lakers team that ain't there no more. Where are they at right now?
Well, one went to Oklahoma City.
Who went to Oklahoma City?
Corey Brewer.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the ones that actually played a lot.
Oh, two of them?
Two of them is where?
In Cleveland.
And where they going?
To the finals.
Where's the other one at?
With Oklahoma City.
Uh-uh. You missing somebody?
Who?
That started the season last year with the Lakers?
Go ahead, tell me.
Swaggy P.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And where's Swaggy P at?
Well, Swaggy P, bingo. Magic got rid of him.
He still started the season with Golden State.
I know.
Because he wasn't on Golden State's championship team last year.
Right.
So he was still with the Lakers at the beginning of the season.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty weird to see Swaggy P and he going to the finals and Nash going to the finals and Clarkson going to the finals. So I'm thinking to Magic Johnson, like, Magic, I think those kids got the last laugh.
Well, yeah, but only it might be a couple of them that's going to be disappointed.
Around two of them might be disappointed, but still,
yeah.
They got to the finals.
Right.
You know, and by leaving the Lakers, you let them go join somewhere, and not in the finals.
Well,
I just thought that was funny.
Oh, no, I know.
I thought that was funny.
I know. It's comical. So,
it is.
It's very comical in that situation that you bring that up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, getting back to that, I think that's a good idea in what you're saying. I mean, maybe Cleveland can go a little bit smaller because you're going to not have Kevin Love. Well, I still think you can start Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
But just as you said, may insert a Jeff Green, somebody like that, that can move and get up the court and can score. That will help them out a lot in that situation. Now, back to what I was saying with going on with Kevin Durant and stuff. Again, I know this argument is going to come up again. You know it is. You know it on the back of your hand, this LeBron James legacy thing. And my thing is, look, LeBron James, let's give the man credit because this is his eighth time going to the NBA Finals. Eighth, not second, not third, not fourth, not fifth, not sixth, eighth time that this man is going to the Finals. I don't care what you say. You can try to make excuses to say that the East was weak. Well, hell, look at the West. Look at the first two rounds of the West. Golden State and Houston blew through that like it was leaves through the trees, right? They didn't have no hard time in the first and second round. They just ran through those guys like they were nobodies. Really, if you look at it, it was really the top two teams in the West, and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, so let's not play this game
right. That,
oh, well, the West was stronger and this and that. I mean, no disrespect, but Golden State didn't have what? They swept the Pelicans, right?
No, 4-1.
Yeah, they let the Pelicans. Yeah, they let them win one on their own court. Uh-huh. Houston beat Utah 4-1. Come on, guys. Let's not play this game.
Yeah.
The man deserves his respect, and just to piss off you Jordan fans, I love doing this all the time. is that when LeBron is said and done, he's going to pass Jordan in points. He's going to pass him in steals. He's going to pass him in assist. He's already passed him in block shots. And I'm so sorry. I left the stats on my desk. I actually had the number that he needed to pass Jordan in. I actually had the numbers written down, which are very small. The majority is going to be passed this next coming up season, 2018-2019 season, because he only needs 1,200 points. It's 1,254 points to pass Jordan. That's it. To get 10,000 assists, I thought I had looked it up. I thought it was like 200 and something. And then he needs about 80-something rebounds to get 10,000 rebounds. So, and everybody don't quote me on those stats just for sure. But the next podcast, when we talk about basketball, I will definitely have that written down on his stats. But his stuff is very exceedable. And as you were saying, Roosevelt, I think rebounds and assists, he's already passed Jordan. Rebounds, blocks, and assists, he's already got him. The only thing he probably won't pass Jordan on is steals, because he still need like 600 or 700 steals. It's all good in that situation. So as you were saying, I do see Golden State going back to back, which if they win this next championship, I'm going to go ahead and crown them a dynasty, because they have won a back to back. And I'm sorry for you Spurs fans out there. I know you're going to get mad and say,
well, why can't the Spurs be a dynasty?
I just personally feel at the D2 Sports, you got to win that back-to-back. And the reason why I say that is because that back-to-back shows that first year, it may be a fluke, okay? But when you go back and do it a second time, everybody's watching you. Everybody is gunning for you because you are the champ. And that's my thing. So when you go back-to-back, that symbolizes that, hey, you are the man or the woman, you are the king of the hill, because everybody's gunning for you that second year. They want to take your behind out. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Golden State. You know, this is their fourth visit, and really they should be working on the four-peat. We all know that. They should have won that year a couple of years ago, but they fell out of sync and Cleveland beat them. So it's all good. My prediction is, again, Roosevelt already let the cat out the bag.
No, I didn't.
I'm taking Golden State 4-1 in this series. And I still say that LeBron will still average somewhere around close to 30 points, close to 11 or 12 rebounds, and about 9 assists in this series. So he'll average damn near a triple-double again. And he's already the all-time leading playoff score. So is there anything else you want to add, Chief?
No, sir. No, that's it. You said
okay.
It
all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get this posted out before Thursday so I can tell y'all again who we picked, and you can kind of compare with us. And feel free to share your thoughts. We're fun people. We're not going to bite your head off. We just want to have fun. That's all it is. All right, so thank you for tuning in to D2 Sports again. And as I said earlier in the podcast, if you're on Facebook, you can follow me at the D2 Sports Podcast Show. Also, I'm on Twitter, which is the @D2Sports27. And then you can go to the website and sign up for the free newsletter to keep up with the latest and greatest, which is the www.d2sports27.com. Other than that, you guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Peace!